We are learning Maseches Erevin, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the Mishnah Kuf Beis Mabeis. We are continuing discussion of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash and certain things that are mutter in the Beis Mikdash and are Asim Adar Abanon out of the Beis Mikdash. Koshrim Nima B'Mikdash. In the Mikdash used to play instruments, Mishas, when they had Kabanas, they had Klei Shir, and they sang Shira. So the halacha is if the harp, the string of the harp, snaps, you're allowed to be kosher it on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, even though it's a deraisa to make a kshira, it's still mutter because it's tzarech the carbon, and it's machshire, even though it's only machshire carbon, like Rashi says, but still, we're going according to Shita Shabbat Yehaz, it holds machshire mitzvah deiches Shabbos. Kosherin name nima mikdash, alay medina, because it's deraisa. Vimbetchila, if you never made the guitar yet, or the harp yet, you never strung the harp yet, you can't string it lechatchila on Shabbos, and the reason is, it's Teich HaShabbos, Teretz is only if you could do it, you couldn't have done it before Shabbos, but if you could have done it before Shabbos, and Malah do it on Shabbos. So if it snaps, that couldn't have done before Shabbos, it snapped on Shabbos, which I do. But Betchila means you didn't string it before Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. V'metchila kan v'kan aser. Then it's aser even to do it l'chatchila. Zok the Gemara, Afrei Gemara Kasher, Raminu Linter Braisa, Nimas Kinor Shadifsika, if the string of the harp snapped, they did not tie it on Shabbos. They made a bow, which is not a deraisa on Shabbos. Only the rabbanon. So it's a stira. Now Mishnah says you're allowed to kosher. You're allowed to be kosher. And here in the braisa says all you can do is do a bow. Whereas like kasher, not shver. How rabbanon? How Rabbi Eliezer? There's a machlokes in Shabbos, Pesach Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer and rabbanon. If machshire mitzvah doicha Shabbos, for example, by Mila, if you don't have a knife for the Mila, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you can make a knife on Shabbos. According to the Rabbanon, you cannot make a knife on Shabbos. Because only Mila is Deich HaShabbos, not Machshiri Mitzvah. So if you're Rabbanon, that only the Mitzvah itself is Deich HaShabbos, so you have to make a bow. You can't tie it. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, holds that Machshiri Mitzvah Deich HaShabbos, then, you, just like by Mila, you could be Deich HaShabbos to make the knife. Here also, you can make the kiner and fix the kiner with a knot on Shabbos. If it's going to Rabbi Eliezer, then even chatchila, you could make and string a harp on Shabbos. What's the reason why I string a harp on Shabbos? Because it's Deich HaShabbos, Machshir Mitzvah Deich HaShabbos. So you're allowed to do that. So why shouldn't you mut lechatchila? Ela loikasha harav Yehuda harabana. If the Gemara's kasha, if we said it's Rabbi Eliezer, so then even the Chachidah could do it, because according to Rabbi Eliezer, even if he could have made the knife before Shabbos, I make it on Shabbos. So he also, even if I didn't string it, but I could do it on Shabbos. So Gemara says, okay, you're right. Eloloi kasha, ha Rabbi Yehuda, ha Rabbanon. We're not going according to Rabbi Eliezer still. That's Machshir Mitzvah Shabbos. So what's the Machlekes Kosher or Inva? The Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Niva is the same thing like Shira. So therefore, there's no point in making aniva if it's the same thing as kshira. So therefore, you're allowed to be kosher. But the price is going to Rabban, and holds aniva is better. So the most answer, we're going to Rabbi Eliezer, really. That's Deich HaShabbos. Just, the Mani Omo says, aniva, pshat is, that if Efshalon Shanin, new name is Shanin, if you could change it, you make it easier. Since aniva is only the Rabban, it's better to do aniva. And the Mishnah is going to go to Rabbi Huda, holds aniva is not different than kshira. But the Gemara asked the obvious question. Rabbi Huda liba deman. Iya liba de Rabbi Yehuda kama. If we're still going for Rabbi Yehuda, still back shred the same kasha. Filu chatchila nami. Why aren't we allowed to string it lechatchila? Our Mishnah's mavuyer, you can't string it lechatchila. So Mara says, eloi kasha. I'm going to have a brisa that the Mandi Amar holds, and that's Mandi Amar of our Mishnah also, that even though machshirei mitzvah deich HaShabbos, but there's a tenai, it has to be that you couldn't do it before Shabbos. It's like a new shita. In Masechta Shabbos, we have the Rabban hold machshirei mitzvah not deich HaShabbos. That means it's not the mitzvah alone, just something that enables the mitzvah. According to Rabban, it does not deich HaShabbos. It holds it is deich HaShabbos. Now we're saying even there's a third shita. Even though the thing that enables the mitzvah is deich HaShabbos, but only if I couldn't do it before Shabbos. Ben Levi, the Levium in the Beis Mikdash used to play the Shira and sing the Shira. So the harp was Nifskla Nima Bikina. It snapped. Kaisra, you let it tie. That's the Tanakama. Why? Because it snapped on Shabbos, so you couldn't do it before Shabbos. So this Machshir Mitzvah is like a Shabbos. Rav Shimon Oima Oimva. Rav Shimon says, no, you can't tie it, you have to do a Rabbanon of Oimva. And we're saying that's the two brises. Tana Kama of this brisa is our Mishnah. And the brisa says, Oyim Vaz Rav Shimon. There's having a third sheet to hear. Rav Shimon Allah Zoymer, Af Hu He Eina Mishmas Zekoil. He says that if you make a bow or a knot, it won't sound good. Picture a harp with a string in the middle with tie, it will not sound good. So therefore he says, what you're allowed to do, Ela Mishal Shol Milmata V'Karech Mumala, you pull it down and you tie it. What you do is the strings are long in the harp. You pull the string down and then you fasten it on top. There's a way to fix this harp without making a knot by adjusting the strings, pulling the strings down, and you adjust the harp. So Rav Shimon Elazar holds you could do it that way. Now, why is there a button hold? It's better to tie a knot. They're both deraisas. One's a deraisa of tikimana, and one's a deraisa of tying. Why is one better than the other one? So Rashi says, Spira Abanan, it's better to do kshira than to do a tick and kli, because that's the tick and kli is more similar to stringing a harp metchila on Shabbos. Since you're not allowed to do that metchila, so if you allow him to fix it that way, you'll think you're allowed to do it metchila. That's Pshat and Rabbanu Agaram Shimrelaza. But like upon him, right now we are learning that there's two brises, the Mishnah and the Brisa. The Mishnah says that you tie it, the Brisa says oinva. So we're saying that the Mishnah is going, according to Mandi Yomo, says, Deicha Shabbos, Machshir Mitzvah Deicha Shabbos, but only if he couldn't do it before Shabbos. But to string it, that you can't do it because you could have done that before Shabbos. That's the Mishnah. And the Brisa says oinva holds like the other Mandi Yomo, which is Rabbi Yezer, who holds that it's not the reza. The other one, the other is Rav Shimon holds that it's not Teicha Shabbos, therefore you have to do a bow and you're not allowed to do a knot. Now, what's Pshat under Rabbanon that you don't make a bow taka? Because if you could change it, change it. So the Teretz is because aniva doesn't work so good. So therefore, it's better to do a kshira, it sounds better, and that's mutter because he holds it's Teicha Shabbos. Rav Shimon holds it's not Teicha Shabbos, and therefore you have to make a bow. That's one mahalach in the two brides, in the brides and the Mishnah. The boys say, "Mahava Rabbanon." They're both Rabbanon. They're both Rabbanon who hold that you're allowed to be doichet if you couldn't do it before Shabbos. So, why is it kosher? Rav Kasha, kam beemtza, kam netzad. If it's in the middle, if it gets snapped in the middle, the only way it'll sound good is by tying it. But if it's at the ends, then you could make a bow. So that's the nafkina. So if you can make a bow, better make a bow. So both be Rabbanon. The boys say, "Mahava beemtza." Both knots are in the middle. Both are snapped in the middle. And like Rashi says, one's Rav Shimon, one's Rabbanon. But Pshat Rav Shimon is not that Machshirei Mitzvah is not Doicha Shabbos. Machshirei Mitzvah is Doicha Shabbos, if you couldn't do it before Shabbos. But what's Pshat in Rav Shimon, who says that you have to be Oinva? Marsav HaGazrina, Marsav HaGazrina. And he holds that there's a Gzeira, that if you allow him to make a knot in the middle, he'll make a knot when it's Minatzad also. And Minatzad, it's better to do with Aniva, because there it makes no difference to the sound. So therefore, it was geyser. You cannot make a knot in any case. You have to make an even every time. Even though be'etzem would be doicha, but since here it's a gzeira otu minatzad, where there it works with aniva alone. Therefore, he said you should not make a kshira in the middle, only aniva, even though it doesn't work as good. Adkan the sugya of kosher nima mikdash. Now we go to the next shayla in the base of mikdash. The halacha is that a behema that has a wart. It's called the abelas in the pasuk, Lashon HaPasuk. The behema is a bamum and cannot be used for a carbon. Let's say you have a carbon talmud. You bring carbon talmud every day, including Shabbos. And you wake up in the morning and check out your carbon talmud. Ooh, it has a varzel. It has a wart. What do you do then? So what's the halacha? Zok the Mishnah. Choytchin yabelas v'mikdash. The halacha is that on Shabbos, in the base of mikdash, you could be choytich yabelas. And even though being choytich yabelas, cutting your abelas is an issa deraisa of goizes, just like cutting off here is issa goizes. So cutting off your abelas, it's also goizes. So choytchin your abelas mikdash, avaloy b'medina. And the medina can't do it. And this is all talking about hand. Because even in the mikdash, you have to do a shinui. And since it's a klachayaz, there are bonon, ein shvus b'mikdash. V'mikli, but if you do it with a keli, with a specialized keli, to cut off the wart, kan v'kan aser, both is aser. Why? Because even if it's mikdash, the rice is aser. You only have to do a shvus b'mikdash, but you can't do a derice in the base of mikdash. So it says in our Mishnah, you let it cut off your abelas by hand in the base of mikdash, l'tzarech the carbon. V'raminu, ask you a kasha, it's a Mishnah in Psachim. It says that let's say Pesach landed up on Shabbos, and you want to in Pesach land on Shabbos, and you want to bring a car in Pesach. So Arkivu v'hava osay mechutz l'tchum to carry it and bring it, carry it or bring it chutz l'tchum. Both the surim, the issur of haitzah and the issur of chutz l'tchum v'chatiches yabelta ein doichem, and to cut off the wart, it's not doiche Shabbos, even though it's a tzarech carbon. Even though it's a certain erev Pesach l'chal on Shabbos, so you're bringing the car in Pesach on Shabbos. The loch is these things are not doicha Shabbos. It's a shvos. It's a shvos for mikdash here. We're talking about carbon. And it says you can't cut off the abelas. Armish says you could have cut off the abelas with your hand. Here it says you can't cut off the abelas with your hand. It says you can't cut off the abelas. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm a doicha. Well, it says it is doicha. Rabbi Eliezer holds that even Bekli is a mutter. Why? Because he holds Machshir Mitzvah Doichin as Shabbos. Here it's Machshir Mitzvah, then able a Mitzvah. But the Tanakam holds Ein Doichim, so has Shtim, there's two Stam Mishnai, Shtim. Our Mishnah says that it's mutter, here it's Ein Doichin. So Amar has a few Terutzim. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, Chad Oma, Hava Ha Balacha, Haloi Kasha. One man the Oma says that ends like this. They're both talking about a wart that's Lacha, that's a fresh wart. And it's also the cutoff for the kli on Shabbos. But v'loy kasha kam b'yad. Our Mishnah says mutter is talking about b'yad. The Mishnah m'sachim is talking about b'kli. There's ein doichin kam b'kli. That's one teretz. One teretz is that they're both lacha, and one our Mishnah is b'yad. That's why it's mutter. M'sachim is b'kli. That's why it's also. V'chad ama different teretz. Hava b'yad. They're both by hand. In the Mishnah m'sachim. Why can't you cut it off? And one our Mishnah you could. V'loy kasha b'lacha b'veisha. Our Mishnah only allows to cut off the wart only if it's a dry wart where it's not geizes anymore. But if it's a lacha, then you can't even do it b'yad. That's what would come out. You can't even do it b'yad. This specimen man wants to learn. And it's only a shvus to do b'yad. So what would be pshat and b'lacha would be aser. So Tav Tosfos speaks out. Even Yevesh Bekli, Shvus Gadol. You have to say the same thing also, but Lacha Bahan also, it's a Shvus Gadol, therefore you can't cut it off on Shabbos. Because we had an idea, Tosfos brought it in before, that something's a big Shvus, even if it's a big Shvus, you can't do maybe. So you have two Terutzim, either Hava Kli, Hava Yad, or both be Yad, and still a fresh wart you can't cut off. So why did one man the Yama say like the other man the Yama? The man Yama Haba Yad Haba Kli. The man Yama says Haba Yad Haba Kli. My timer. Why didn't he answer Lo Yama Haba Haba Lach Haba Yevesha? Why didn't he answer like the other tarots that they're both by hand and it's only mutter by Yevesha and Avelacha? Amalach. If our Mishnah is talking about a Yevesha and that's why it's saying it's mutter by Yad, then fill the Kli. Amalach Yevesha fill the Kli and Amishari. My timer Fruch Ifrika falls apart. So why should it be also as geizes? So that's what you want to say that pshat. Because if you learn the Mishnah by Yevesha, then Kli should have been mutter. Why the man Yama says the one's Yevesha one leich? Why is the other teretz shvaka teretz that the Mishnah talking about yad and the Mishnah m'sachem is talking about a kli? Why is that teretz? Amalach b'kli hatnan and b'kli kam v'kan aser. You don't need a Mishnah m'sachem to tell me that that the kli is aser. So our Mishnah says already kli is aser. You don't need a Mishnah m'sachem for that. V'idach glance back. Hadik Tani Hasan, the reason why the Mishnah M'sachim repeats this din of Kli, it says our Mishnah Kli is also. Mishnah Gabayla Flugir Elezer Rabbanon. Because we want to bring in the Machlekes of Elezer Rabbanon, there Elezer holds Machshire Mitzvah, Daiche, Shabbos, he'll hold even do a Kli. Ve'idach, so other man says now back in Utaina, that I'll bring you a Raya, it's not talking about Kli M'sachim, because it compares it to carrying and taking it out of Tchum. Dumi Dark of Asa Vavasim, Chot Tchum Ktani. They're both Darabonans. We know carrying is a chai is Darabonan because chai knows it's atzmai. And tchum is Darabonan. So therefore it must be the case of v'yabelta in daichim means also Darabonan, not a kli. V'idach says back, no, her kivoy could be the raisa, the loik rabna. So no, chai knows it's atzmai. Have a also mechot tchum kerev kiva to omar tchum de raisa. And taking out of tchum kerev kiva to omar tchumim is de oi raisa. So it could be compared to other things, because the Raisa, according to Rekiva, Tchum is the Raisa, and according to one man, the Yoma, there's no such thing as Chai Noi Seh Satsmai. Like upon him right now, we have a Machloikis, if the Mishnah Pesachim, it says Ein Doichim, we're talking about the case with the Kli, which is the Raisa, or we're talking about a case of Yad and Belacha Obi Asa. Master Rav Yosef brings a Kasha that there's a continuation of his Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer ties to the Tanakhama. I'm Rabbi Eliezer. Kavachayma. Well, my shchita shemushim shulacha Madach Shchita, which is Daraisa, is Doiches Shabbos, is Doiches. When you bring a Pesach of Karm Pesach on Shabbos, you do Shchita, which is Doiches Shabbos, and that's a Malacha, it's a Tilas Hashama, it's Chayvel. Eilu Shem Shvus, and then Shchita Shabbos, these things that are Shum, and then Shchita is Shabbos. So what do you see from this price, Rav Yosef is saying? It's before that all the things are Darabanan, including Yabelta and Doichim. So it's a riot to the Pshat that this Mishnah is talking about Biyad, and the reason why it's no good is because Lacha, the Chorazim first riot. But Rav Yosef doesn't like the Pshat of Havlacha of Yvesha. So how does Rav Yosef answer this Kasha? We're both talking about Biyad. Now remember this theory again. Our Mishnah says Biyad is Mutter from Makom Karvin, and the Mishnah Misachim says it's also Makom Karvin. So Rav Yosef is new Teretz. And Rav Yosef, Shmaka Teretz. Havah Biyad, they're both Biyad. And why is it Mutter in our Mishnah and Osir Misachim? V'shvus Mikdash Bim Mikdash Etiru. And Shvus Mikdash, in the base of Mikdash is Matah. Shvus the Mikdash Bim Medina Lo Etiru. Where do you check a carbon tzibur? In the base of Mikdash. Where do you check a carbon Pesach? In your house. There's no Shvus Bim Mikdash in your house. That's a Teretz. No Shvus Bim Mikdash in your house. V'adat Rabbanu, both Biyad. But the Shvus Bim Mikdash in your house, that is no Hetter for. That is no Hetter for. So that was Rav Yosef's teretz. Yosef Abaye v'kam lo shmaitza. So Abaye was sitting and saying over Rav Yosef's teretz that shvus mikdash only in the base of mikdash. So Eser Safra l'Abaye. So Safra had a kasha on Rav Yosef's pshat. When Abaye said, "Oh, Rav Yosef, I don't like Rav Yosef's pshat. I have a kasha. We had a mishnah before. Hayikarir b'sefer ala skupa. Someone was reading a sefer. It was like a megillah, shaped like a megillah. It was a scroll. He was sitting on the skupa. When his galgal sefer b'yodei, and it rolled out of his hand, goyel lo etzloi. His letter, Megoyla, back to him. So we're naming on the Sefer is like a Shvus B'Mikdash, or something Kaidish. V'ahocha Shvus B'Mikdash, B'Medina, it's a Medina. V'loi Gazrinon, even though it landed on the Shusar Rabin, you let him bring it back. V'loi Gazrinon, Dilma'ofa V'asala Suye. We're not going to the Shvus that if you allow him to bring it back, while it's in his hand, of course, it's Mutter. But we're worried he might drop it and bring it back in, which is the Shah of the Raisa. And it's a Shvus. And we see here, ain't Shvus B'Mikdash, you don't say Shvus B'Kaidish. So you see, even not in the base of Mikdash, you don't say Shvus by Kisvei Kodesh. As Gemara says, but no, V'loi Kimna, didn't we Zetz Darayim, by Skufa Karmas, someone has Skufa, that's a Karmas, versus Rama Veres Lefaneha, and it's only a Shaila of Darabonim's there, and it's a Gzeira on a Darabonim. The Kim, the Oigdu V'yodah, I feel Shvus Namileka. There's no Shvus over there. Even if you drop it, it's only Darabonim. So that's what we'll make. It's only a Shvus to Shvus there. So therefore we'll make over there. But don't bring a riot that every shvus for mikdash in the Medina out of the base mikdash is mutter, because there it's a special reason. I have a problem with this Gemara that I didn't find the kasha anywhere really. That the Mishnah there has different the Amar Rab Shimon, who says clearly that even by Rosh Hashanah it's mutter. He says ain't shvus by kisvei kodesh. That's what he says. He says clearly, Rab Shimon I feel but aretz ats my girl at such ain't lechol dava mishum shvus I'm afraid kisvei kodesh. So I know I wouldn't ask from there. Tari says it must be. We're only asking from a stam Mishnah, not for Rab Shimon. That's Rab Shimon. So we're going to ask the kasha from there. Let's learn another kasha. Again, we're handling the shaila, the shvus, the mikdash, outside the base of mikdash. It says that you want to cook the carbon Pesach. So this is talking about a case where Pesach was on Shabbos. And real Pesach. And Erev Pesach was before Shabbos. Now you want to cook your meat. Halacha is, when you cook your meat, halacha is that you're not allowed to put it in without a blech. Kushem yechata. We know you're not putting something without a blech. Mashal Shemus, what do you do by a Pesach? Is it mutter to put in a blech? The Mishnah says it's mutter. Mashal Shemus a Pesach l'tanim chashechi. You let her put your Pesach in the tanner before it gets dark. It's also Shem Yechata. We know you now do Shihiyah on Shabbos. V'ha'ochad shvus ha'mikdash medina v'lo gazrinon Shem Yechata v'gcholim. When I go to Shem Yechata, you might stroke the gcholim. What's pshat? It must be ain't shvus ha'mikdash even in the medina. Ishtik. So Abaye didn't know the teretz. So if Safra asks Kash on a v'yaseh pshat, he didn't know pshat. He also came to Rav Yosef. When he came to Rav Yosef, Amalei Hocha Amalei Rav Safra. So Abaye told Rav Yosef, you know, Rav Safra asked me his kash. You have a tarot to this? Amalei, my time of decision, why didn't you answer? B'nei Chabura is reason, man. That there's no gzeira because B'nei Chabura is reason, no gzeira Shem Yechata, because there's reason. Just like we say by carbon, Kahanim is reason, B'nei Chabura is reason. But Abaye says, what are you talking about? Kahanim's reason, man. Why? Because they get special training, they learn, they're a special group of people, that's reason. About Bnei Chabura, as reason name Leir Minon, because everyone makes the Karm Pesach, every single person, even Amaratzim. So there's no reason on that. So therefore, it's not a good teretz. Like upon him, we had a shtickle kasha on Rav Yosef, but either way, the Yosef's teretz was that both Biyad and you don't say Shavuos B'Mikdash in the Medina. And we had a few two questions, one we answer, one we didn't answer on Rav Yosef.